This is New England Public Radio. I'm Karen Brown. We continue our back-to-school book series with A.J. and the Magic Kite, a picture book about the contributions of African-American inventors. It was written by Chicopee, Massachusetts author Crystal Center and illustrated by her mother, Janice Treece Center. In the story, a black boy is bullied by classmates who call African-Americans worthless. Crystal Center tells me the incident was based on something that happened to her own son in kindergarten.
He was in a Catholic school in Chicopee, and he was being teased because he was the only black boy in the school, only brown boy in the school, really. And so I thought about ways that I could empower him. So I wrote the story way back when. So he's 24 now, so I wrote it 19 years ago. And about a year ago, I started hearing about another friend of mine whose son was being bullied as well. And I said, yeah, I think that might be a good time to publish this book. And because I wanted to empower children that were different and to show, especially children of color, how the world would be without our contributions.
How did you choose the inventions that you feature in this book? So we have sort of a magical boy named Jerome, yeah, who takes the main character, AJ, around in a magic kite, and from above he sees what the world would be without the inventions that were made by African Americans. And so we have an elevator, safety device, a traffic light, a dustpan, a kitchen table, a doorknob. How did you choose those items?
I was thinking about what items would exist in a regular home. So if you walked into a home, what would be some of the things that if they were missing, it would be obvious? And so something like a kitchen table, if someone is sitting on the floor eating their dinner instead of at a table or sitting on a chair, that would be noticeable. And if you go to reach for a doorknob and it's not there, that will be noticeable. And so some of the other things, I thought that they were very impactful, like the stoplight. I thought, like, without that, we would, you know, we'd be, I'm sure someone else would have invented it later, maybe, but we would be crashing into each other. And so I thought that was a very funny, like, the way that my mother drew that picture, I liked how she had them kind of like one of the characters in the street, his arms are raised, like he's really mad because the cars hit each other.
Now, the message in this book is very upbeat, and it's fairly simple. It's bringing up the point that African Americans have had huge impact on the world through inventions. But this week, the news has been really dark.
Yes.
You know, we've had the white supremacists in Charlottesville. We have at least one image of a black man being publicly bludgeoned.
Yes.
So how can you address that level of hatred in the world, you know, for children in a way that they can understand without being overly scared or discouraged? Can you do that with children's literature?
I think you can, and I think that you have to be honest with your children. I don't think you should scare your children, but I think that you should always let them know that there will be people who won't like you no matter what you do. And I think that what happened this week was scary for all of us, but it also just kind of pointed to just how the world is today. And I honestly think that this will spark more children's books about this type of topic. I hope it will anyway, because I think it is it's an opportunity for parents to teach their children how to love themselves, how to love each other. And I think children learn this. I mean, they don't grow up hating each other. They learn it from somebody. And so I think it's up to us as parents to be the example of loving everybody equally. But also be honest, I think there's some parents that kind of paint this picture-perfect world, and then children will see these images on the news of people being run over, you know, by a car. Like, one image that stuck out to me was when the car plowed through the people, and there's an African-American young man that's up in the air. He's, like, up off the ground. And then you see another image of the car backing up, and you see his shoe in the bumper of the car. Children are going to see that. They're going to see those images because it's in between cartoons, you know what I mean? But just be honest. Just be honest and as open as you can be without scaring them, it's a very thin line, I know.
Crystal Center's new picture book for young children is AJ and the Magic Kite.